The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're a little late today. Sorry about that. Man, one of those Tuesdays that feels like a Monday all over again. It is the 8th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft's pretty much said, Windows Phone, we admit it's dead. So they've decided to concentrate on iOS and Android. Now, of course, Microsoft had a big unveiling of a lot of things yesterday, but one of the most interesting things was mirroring your phone's feature to your PC. Yep, it's a new app called Your Phone. What this app does is designed to provide a mirror of the phone straight to your desktop PC. Kind of cool, huh? And then it's going to let Windows 10 users have access to texts, photos, notifications right to their machines. Now, of course, you're not going to get every bell and whistle. Nah. That's going to depend on which operating system you're using. Meaning if you're an Android, yeah, you're going to get a lot more features than you're going to see on iOS. Imagine that. Now, if you're an insider, yes, a Windows insider, you're going to be able to start testing this app this week. Then after that, it should be available for prime time. Although Microsoft didn't exactly say when prime time would be. The Nintendo Switch. Boy, has it been one hell of a great selling console. Yeah, Nintendo realizes this and say, we've got to do more. And by more, I mean the cloud. And by that, I mean the Nintendo Switch Online service. Now, unfortunately, we're still a ways off from actually getting the service. September of this year, but we're hearing more details now. First off, it's going to be about $3.99 a month. Or there's going to be 3 months for $7.99 or a year for $20. Hey, that's not too bad. And if the whole family loves the Switch, well, they got a family plan too for $35 a year. The other cool thing is all the stuff you're going to be able to play. Oh yeah, we're hearing games like Legend of Zelda, Mario Brothers, Soccer, Super Mario Brothers, and Super Mario Brothers 3. Yeah, they're all going to be on there. Other than that, that's all that's been leaked so far. But it's enticing enough to say, damn, September's still too far away. Well, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, yeah, they're all part of the same ecosystem. And since they are, I guess now you can watch Facebook and Instagram videos within the WhatsApp. Yeah, they finally added support for playing Instagram and Facebook videos within the app. That means when contacts send you Facebook or Instagram videos, you can actually watch them within WhatsApp. That is, if you're actually using the app. That means you don't have to exit your conversation thread. Woohoo. Now, it's not the first time we've been seeing this. They actually allowed YouTube videos to be played, so I can't understand what took so long to get their own platform in there, but never mind. However, though, if you're an Android, the feature's not available yet for you. It's supposed to be coming, we don't know when. For iOS, however, though, you can get the download and update it today. And finally, Fitbit. Yeah, not doing so well in the financial sector over there, are they? But that isn't going to stop them from trying new stuff. This one is aimed at all the women out there. Yes, they got a new feature for their watches called the Female Health Tracking. And it's available on iOS and, believe it or not, Windows apps. No Android. I know. Apparently it's coming, but I can't believe they don't have it already. Now, this was actually announced a couple of months ago, and we were kind of waiting, where are we going to see this? Finally, they've made good on their promise. Now, as far as what it's going to track, well, pretty much, your fitness, workout, that kind of stuff. But also, it's going to let you keep track of your menstrual cycle, in case you really wanted to. It'll even give you more details about symptoms like cramps and acne. Now, of course, Fitbit will take the information, and it will give you cycle predictions. So it can help you in the long run with, activities and sleep and weight gain and weight loss, all these sort of things. All in one app, they're calling it. And as long as you've indicated in your Fitbit profile that you indeed are a woman, you will receive notifications that the female health tracking is now available. Then all you got to do is opt in. However, though, before you opt in, make sure you read all that fine print, because gosh knows what we're opting in nowadays for. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That's where you can find, of course, our podcasts, our blog review section over there, also our subscription section over there. If you love the new show and everything we do here on the BTN Network, consider checking out our subscription page. All of your support helps us keep bringing all this wonderful content to you. Also, check out our Facebook, Instagram pages, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community with our Slack room. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. Don't be shy. Come on over. We'd love to have you. The news show will be returning to you on Thursday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next, couple of days. Duh. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.